Cassini, just a few months ago, also flew through the plume, and it measured silicate particles. Where does the silica come from? It must come from the ocean floor. The tidal energy that's generated by Saturn, pulling and squeezing this moon, is melting that ice, creating an ocean. But it's also doing that to the core. Now, the only thing that we can think of that does that here on Earth, as an analogy, are hydrothermal vents. Now, hydrothermal vents deep in our ocean was discovered in 1977. Oceanographers were completely surprised. And now there's thousands of these below the ocean. What do we find? The oceanographers, when they go and look at these hydrothermal vents, they're teeming with life, regardless of whether the water is acidic or alkaline. Doesn't matter. So hydrothermal vents are a fabulous abode for life here on Earth. So what about Enceladus? Well, we believe because it has water and has had it for a significant period of time, and we believe it has hydrothermal vents with perhaps the right organic material, it is a place where life could exist, and not just microbial, maybe more complex, because it's had time to evolve.